Hello, fellow spies, and welcome to a very special episode of What the Famicom. The only episode approved by the Queen.
Is this the only one?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, she's dead, so she can
approve
anything.
Well, I was going with the Earthworm Jim references, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. There's
but
a
anyway.
Queen Earthworm Jim. Anyway,
yeah.
This is a very special James Bond episode.
Ooh.
Because we are talking about GoldenEye 007.
Oh, my God.
The Nintendo 64.
One of our favorite games. I'm your co-host. What the... Nick Oddjob?
And I'm your other host. What the Dan Jaws-a-com?
I was going to do Jaws, and now it's because I thought you were going to take Oddjob. So I got Oddjob first.
I like how we picked just villains. We didn't even name ourselves James Bond.
No. Oddjob and Jaws were the only two I was going
to
mention.
Yeah, so we're here to talk about, I think this is like 5 years in the making, because I'm pretty sure I made a note about this like years ago that I wanted to do this episode, and just never got around to it.
It's kind of like the golden age of gaming. What was it? 97, right?
97, yeah. Like, everyone owned this game. Everyone remembers it. Everyone's probably like, Dan and Nick, why haven't you released an episode? Hey, we were waiting for the Queen to die.
Yeah, and now that she's been dead for long enough,
oh, yeah.
And we're not afraid that she's going to come back and ruin this episode.
Well, we had to find all the articles, all the information. You know, we got to do some homework.
Yeah,
so in between the time she died and then now.
Like typing words and clicking them. Yeah, oh, it takes that much time, at
least. I mean, so yeah, it's like pulling teeth, getting the Queen to die. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's how she died.
Oh, someone was pulling her teeth?
Yeah, by hand, each one.
All right, so we'll be right back after this. We're going to get in GoldenEye, where it's from, where it's been.
Where it's going.
Is it a Pierce Brosnan simulator? Is it a spy simulator? Is it an STD simulator?
Oh.
You never know. You're going to find out later.
I don't think either one
of us have STDs, but we'll find out later, too.
We'll find out later, too.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this.
And that's what James Bond does. He lies to women. He's got STDs.
No, I didn't do any research for this, so I was hoping you would be able to lead.
I've always wanted to miss a Doubtfire like a situation.
Dress like a woman, throw a large fruit at someone's head, and then afterwards say it was a run by fruiting.
You're disgusting for not knowing I'm disgusting.
You do this every episode. You just talk about your favorite game you're playing, and it's always Resident Evil.
I mean, all my heroes are getting canceled. Might as well get canceled too, right?
Can we talk about just multiplayer forever?
The 007 of me too. I mean,
how is he the 007 of me too?
He's
I'm really
good
trying to wrap my head around that.
There was a very famous celebrity that was in Philadelphia recently that I have to tell you about. So this famous celebrity, since this episode
is it a famous celebrity that I recognize as a famous celebrity? First
100%.
Off, oh, okay, interesting. All right, that's fine.
I guess technically, so for what he's famous for. And this episode's about 007 and James Bond. He's pretty much the James Bond of what he's famous for.
Okay.
So last week, I'm pretty sure it was last Friday, he was having a movie premiere of a small movie he was making. And they were premiering it at a theater called The Ritz in Center City, Philly.
Yeah,
Ritz. There's like two or three of them. So they're like really fancy. They only show like two or three screenings. And at the very last minute on Friday night, the company that was doing the screening and the Ritz were like, we're not fucking doing this anymore. We don't want you here. They just kicked them out.
Okay.
So they had to improvise and go to the closest theater. So the closest theater that they had the screening for this actual movie for was our generic plain AMC in a mall where I live.
No, I thought you were going to say our AMC, dude. Is that even still there?
No, it's not. But it's still like a regular mall movie theater, like a generic, like people were walking around all the time. Like it's not a fancy theater. So they had this famous person in the hallways the same night I was there. I was probably like at the same time I was there.
Yeah.
You're never going to guess who this celebrity was.
So who was it? Just come on. I've been waiting.
Kevin Spacey.
No, are you dead serious?
The 007 of me too. I mean,
how is he the 007 of me too?
He's
I'm
really
trying
good
to wrap my head around this. He's good at me tooing?
Getting me tooed.
Oh, getting me tooed.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, like think about that. James Bond, he's really good at like being a spy. Kevin Spacey, really good at being.
Me tooed.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't put that connection.
But yeah, there's
together,
even pictures. Someone
what
we
the
know
hell is he releasing?
F dot 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 knew someone that went to the premiere, and it had pictures of him in the hallway, in the same hallway I walked to go see Ghostbusters recently.
Okay, that's incredible that you walked the same steps as he does.
I was this close to taking him down. It was like as if John Wilkes Booth didn't kill Lincoln.
Well, people say you've been walking in his steps for years.
John Wilkes Booth.
Kevin Spacey. So now you actually did it.
What if I walked up? What if I walked up to him and I shook his hand? I said, "Thank you for your service."
Oh my god! What if? I forget his character's name in House of Cards. If he turned into Frank, whatever.
I mean, he probably did talk like, because he still makes those videos.
I know, that's the weirdest thing in the world, where he's like, "I think everyone's aware of what's going on."
What was the movie called? It was like Ben. It was literally called like Ben 58 or something like that.
Is that why he wasn't allowed to Ritz? Did they not reserve it?
No. That's literally why. They were like, wait a minute. It's Kevin Spacey.
That's nuts. Yeah. That's crazy. He got Me Too kicked out of the Ritz.
I was probably peeing in a stall and he was probably right next to me.
Did you look over?
I looked at his shoes. They looked like they were like branded House of Cards Nikes.
So you looked at his shoes and the urinal.
Yeah. I went down. I like really got low.
I can picture you getting really low at the urinal. Like just,
I'm like, hey,
squatting to the ground.
Don't worry about me. I'm just trying to check out your shoes.
Right, yes,
shoes. So Kevin Spacey, a guy we haven't mentioned on this podcast in like a long time. We used to mention him all the time.
6 months, yeah. The running joke was we would mention him and someone else who may come up later in the episode. Who knows?
Okay. But like, yeah, we used to mention him all the time. We just stopped. And now that we stopped mentioning him, he comes to our home city.
No,
so he's just like hang out. He just wants to be a normal human. Why are you harassing him?
Apparently you were, because you were trying to pee next to him. I don't know. This is so wild. I can't believe it.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey was in Philly, and it's just the funniest thing that like he was trying to have a private screening of a movie. And the movie theater, the small movie theater that's like fancy, was like, no, stop.
No, you can't. Yeah. Nope, don't. You're not allowed. Well, so my question is, our AMC Orleans, is it open anymore? The one we used to go to?
So we had an AMC theater near us in our neighborhood when we grew up. I'm pretty sure it like got demolished years ago.
Did it?
I saw Independence Day there. I saw Die Hard with a Vengeance there.
I yelled for Dean when we went into Sixth Sense, and then the movie theater was sold out and we couldn't sit with him.
Who's Dean?
I don't know. This has come up before. He's H.'s friend, and he came with us, and he was going to sit with us because we all bought tickets to see Sixth Sense, but it was sold out. So he sat somewhere
else. Wait, if you bought tickets and got a ticket, how did they not let you in?
No, they let us in. We had to sit separate because there weren't seats together.
Look at that. Everyone's listening. Anybody under the age of fucking, I don't know, 40, probably doesn't remember that you had to kind of bank on hoping there's seats with these.
I thought assigned seating was like in the past 5 years now. Has it been around for like
that
long?
Oh, you might be right. Yeah.
Okay. Now I don't know. Even weirder, my son, Connection, asked me what the Sixth Sense was and I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, they're always dead or they were dead. And I was like, what? Like, kind of. Is it scary? And I was like, no. And I was like, I saw this in movie theaters and Dean didn't get to sit with us. So when the movie starts, they said somewhere of the year, Philadelphia, everyone in the movie theater clapped. And I said, hey, Dean, really loud. And like every one of my friends that was sitting next to me thought it was really funny. And I think
it seems like something I would not find funny.
It actually seems like something you would find funny, which is your kind of humor.
Have I ever laughed at anything you've ever said?
You always laugh and you do that weird thing with your laugh where you go, cue, 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 cue.
Shit. Am I like a Looney Tunes character?
Yeah, you are. You hide it in the podcast very well, but in real life.
I edit it out every time.
Cue, cue, cue. Yeah.
Cue, 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 cue.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, we saw Sixth Sense. Nick was asking for Dean.
I was asking for Dean.
Is that how narcissistic people from Philly are, that when it says Philly in a movie, they clap?
Yeah. Philadelphia is the most, what's the word for it?
Proud of their own city?
Yeah, but they want to make fun of their own city. They want to talk about their own city. It's like a niche thing. Like they'll go up to you and tell you they're from that city.
I mean,
like you could talk to someone from a city in Idaho and you might never find out they're from Idaho. You might not hear about their city.
Yeah.
If you meet someone from Philadelphia, you're going to know they're from Philadelphia.
They won't shut the fuck up about it. I recently was telling my girlfriend about like something that was filmed here. And she was like, you're the person I know that loves Philly the most.
No, that's everyone in Philly.
Yeah. Like I didn't think, to me, I was like, oh, that's just what I'm doing.
It's like, it's the most neighborhood city in the world. So like you're from a neighborhood, you always bring up your neighborhood.
Yeah. Hey, and a Mannequin was filmed here. Remember Mannequin?
I remember Mannequin.
Mannequin. Mannequin 2.
Mannequin.
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 Madagascar. Ben Stiller. Lion. Think about it.
Were we just doing like, where you just say words that sound like other words?
Yeah.
Do we do that all the time?
Do we do it all the time? I don't know.
All right. Now I got to think
anyway,
about
Kevin
it.
Spacey. Me too. Sixth Sense.
AMC Orleans.
AMC Orleans.
Do you know how much tickets cost?
I would say in the late 90s, probably like $3.
Yeah, $3.50.
Did you have a ticket stub? Is that what you remember?
No, I just remember like that was the, you know, old people talk about how much a gallon of milk costs or how much whatever costs.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of those numbers from my youth. I do remember the movie ticket price. That's the only thing I remember.
My brother used to save C dot dot dot. I'm not going to say his full name.
Okay. Dot dot dot.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. He used to save movie ticket stubs and he still, I guess he can't
Does
anymore.
He? No, they fade, don't they?
Yeah. They were so faded.
So is it just like white pieces of paper?
I'm pretty sure
blank?
It was. That's awesome. For like the longest years. I hope he hears this.
Hey, I hope he hears this. Shout out. I'm glad you have white pieces of paper. I'm glad you saved them. Actually, I'm glad. I'm glad they're faded. How about that?
I think my so when we were younger, my sister had a crush on Denzel Washington. And she had a picture of a newspaper photo of him from when he was here filming.
In Philadelphia, of course.
Yeah, what was that movie that he filmed here?
Which one?
The Supernatural one. Fallen. So there was a picture of him from the newspaper and my sister cut it out and put it on her bedroom wall and it became like the most faded thing. Well, I guess she must have had it up there for like years.
Yeah, she used to kiss it every night.
Yeah.
And it faded
and
more
then my,
more.
And then C, dot, 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 my oldest brother used to use it as a glory hole.
He didn't.
So my sister used to kiss it. Wait, that just sounds disgusting.
Yeah, you said it in the wrong word.
I said it
incorrect.
I hope my mom doesn't hear this.
Anyway, no. AMC Orleans, let's get us back on track, right?
Yeah.
$3.50. Uh-huh. Should we name every movie we saw there?
I can name the last movie I saw there. It was Balls of Fury. It was a ping pong comedy.
Yeah, I know what that is. I'm trying to remember what year that came out.
2006.
Did you still live in the city? It's disgusting.
Come on, man. You know, I couldn't afford to move anywhere else. What else? Yeah. I saw Independence Day. I saw Die Hard. I got kicked out of Scream. Oh, no.
I got kicked out of Scream.
I went to go see Scream 2, and the guy kicked me out because I wasn't old enough.
Oh, they used to check your ID, like going in. Oh, are you 18? Yeah.
Actually, that
was a big one.
So rolling it back to James Bond, I don't think I saw any James Bond movies, any of these Pierce Brosnan movies in theaters.
I wonder if I saw Pierce Brosnan as Run by Fruiting in
Run by Fruiting.
That's my favorite Pierce Brosnan scene, and it's not even from any of his movies, really.
Classic. I've always wanted to Mrs. Doubtfire like a situation.
Like dress like a woman, throw a large fruit at someone's head, and then afterwards say it was a Run by Fruiting.
Exactly that.
You could.
I might do it live, and that'll be like a live segment of the podcast.
It would be the best thing you could do for this podcast.
Honestly, this podcast is going down the toilet. It could be the only thing that saves it.
I guess so. It was a Run by Fruiting.
Yeah. Speaking of toilets, I accidentally clogged my toilet at work, but it wasn't me. And it wasn't like...
Are you sure?
I don't even know anymore.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to know.
So for some reason, like the pipes were all fucked up. So like,
Were you using the toilet? Were you pooping?
No, I was changing before I went to the gym. And I hit the sensor. The sensor picked up me changing. So it flushed and then made all the oil, all the toilets in the...
You almost said oil.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. I'm going to edit it out.
You should.
But it made all the other... For some reason, like the pipes affected all the other toilets and made them all flush too. And the water was coming up.
Okay.
And I was like, oh shit. So I'm just going to stop. I avoided the sensor. I went to the gym. I came back and changed again. And it did the same thing. And then the water wouldn't stop coming up. Because it picked up my sensor. The sensor picked me up. So as soon as I was leaving, water was literally overflowing out of the toilet. So I ran downstairs, the front desk of the building, and I told the woman, I was like, hey, like, toilets are overflowing. I was changing. It wasn't
toilets.
Me. I immediately said
sentence?
It wasn't me. So of course she thinks, oh my God, this guy just fucking took a nasty shit.
This guy ruined our toilet.
Or
system.
He flushed his tampons and like...
He's causing all sorts of issues. He's trying to flush something he shouldn't be flushing. You did clog the toilet, technically.
That's why, yeah. But it was really funny when I was trying to avoid the sensor the second time, and it was like a horror movie because I was leaning up against the door of the stall so close because I didn't want the sensor to pick me up.
It's kind of weird, but also, well, that's your life, man. That's good.
That's life.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So Kevin Spacey, a toilet. I had a pretty crazy week.
That's kind of wild.
You had an even crazier week because you started, you coach football. You started off a new season.
I do that all the time. It's really funny that I didn't know this. I coach age 7 to 9 flag football.
He doesn't talk about it a lot because I think there's like a law that says he can't be near children.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, they had me become coach.
Okay.
Right. They were like, can you coach the team? Yeah, sure. My son's on the team. I don't know anything about football. I've never coached before in my life. I coached the team. They did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, hey, next season, can you coach again? I was like, yeah, that's fine. I coached again. Now I'm on my fifth season, just about.
You've done it 5 times.
Yeah. And wait, because maybe even 6 at this point. Meanwhile, just about a month ago, they were like, oh, we need you to fill out this form. I was like, oh, what is it? We need to check your child clearances. Now's a good time to do that. I've coached these kids for like
a
year.
Can you imagine
if they came back
bad? If you were
a
pervert the first year?
Oh my God. They would be like, oh no, we have like a laundry list of bad things on this guy and he's already been coached for 5 years. You know what I would have done? I would have blackmailed him. I said, you let me coach kids? That's disgusting.
You're disgusting for not knowing I'm disgusting.
Yeah, and I would have said this. If you don't let me coach one more season, I'm going to tell all the parents that you shouldn't have let me coach. And then what are they going to do?
I mean, that's a good blackmail.
Then they got me, and then I got to coach again.
You're me-tooing them before they me-too you.
Yeah. Anyway, it came back pretty clean. Yeah, so we're good.
Can you imagine if it came back for something you didn't know? Like, you broke some law, like, years ago in Delaware, and you're, like, wanted.
Even weirder. What if it was like, yeah, it says you can't be around kids and split pea soup? And I'd be like, excuse me?
I don't know. It says here in 1998, you had an incident.
With soup? And I'd be like, I didn't know. And they're like, a lot of our workers have soup here. You're not allowed in the building when they have soup.
Sometimes they keep it at home. Sometimes they bring it to games. I don't think they're going to feel safe.
They'll microwave it. Yeah, so you're not allowed in.
Well, I'm glad. Good to know on this podcast live, like we just found out live, that you don't have any
child issues.
Yeah. So if any children are listening, you're allowed to continue listening.
All right, here, I'll say this. Last season, I had the best team I ever had. Those kids can run, catch. They know where to be in position. I just tell them, yo, we're going to run trips to the left and all three right up, line up over here. You don't even know what I'm talking about. I tell who's going to be center, who's quarterback. We have like set positions. I'm like, yo, guys, Tui is slanting to the right. The other guy, like, go out here and do a curl. See if we can pull them off of their zone coverage, right? And they all know what they're talking about. They all do it. That team won just about every game. I would high five those kids. Awesome. You just met the kids yesterday. 3 of them are cousins, and they've never played football together. They're like friends.
Are their parents cousins too?
Yeah. I don't know. And nothing against them. It's just, it's a world of difference when they're like facing the wrong way when we get to the line of scrimmage. They don't know what the line of scrimmage is.
They put their shoes on their hands.
One kid was like, which one's that? And I said, that's the quarterback. And he said, which one's quarterback? And I said, the guy who throws the ball.
Oh my God, for the first time, I know more than a kid who plays football.
Yeah, so.
Even I would know. Well, I guess if you showed me a bunch of quarterbacks, famous quarterbacks now, I probably wouldn't be able to tell.
You'd know Dan Marino, Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. See?
Right. You remember that scene? You know there was a deleted scene where Ace Ventura, like, pretends to be German, and it only showed up on TV?
No. Wait, and it showed up on the TV version?
Sometimes in TV versions of movies, they add deleted scenes in. I don't know if you knew this. I'm not even making this up.
It wasn't edited for bad, like, words.
No. There was a scene where he's in, like, the tank, and people are like, who the hell is that guy? And he starts putting on an accent. It could be offensive now. I don't know.
Yeah, he pretends to be the Dolphins trainer.
Oh, is that not a deleted scene?
I don't think it is. It's just part of the movie.
Or maybe we just saw it on TV so many times. That's like the Mandela effect. That's the Ace Ventura effect.
Yep, the Ace Ventura effect. You finally know your quarterbacks, and Ace Ventura does German voiceover. I don't know. It's amazing.
Einhorn. Why can't I think of the other name?
Finkel?
Finkel Einhorn.
Finkel is Einhorn.
Einhorn is
Finkel. I didn't understand that movie as a kid.
I mean, it's definitely, you should.
It is.
I
not,
feel like.
Yeah. It's Me Too.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't get Me Too. The movie is Me Too.
I was going to say, the movie is definitely Me Too, even though we can, like, right now, I haven't seen it probably like 15, 20 years.
I saw it like 3 years ago, I feel like, or 2 years ago.
And you laughed
during
a
COVID.
Lot.
Oh, yeah. But I knew that it was not appropriate.
But were you near anyone when you were laughing?
It may have been my one of my exes. Who knows?
And okay, well, that's why you're not together anymore. She broke up with you because you were laughing at the trans jokes.
Well, so here's my question. I did not understand when he undoes her skirt, and I guess that's...
I didn't understand any of that. Dude, I saw it in theaters.
Or the worst case of hemorrhoids I've ever seen.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
Like, I literally
was
like, okay, she has hemorrhoids. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So, newsflash.
Newsflash. Ace Ventura, you're canceled.
We just
canceled. Even though Ace Ventura 2, very underrated. Actually, never mind. That's also very racist.
Yeah, exactly.
So even maybe they should not make an
coming
Ace
out of the
threat.
Rhino is one. Were they going to?
Oh wait, they did make an Ace Ventura 3. It's about his son. He's not in it, and it's a kid that pretends to act like him.
Yeah, over the top with the pointy hair and everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're kind of tying it into GoldenEye.
Yeah,
we'll talk about GoldenEye because Ace Ventura 2 came out in 95, and so did GoldenEye.
97.
GoldenEye, the movie.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That would be probably 95.
Which, think about that. The game came out 2 years after the movie, destined for failure.
Yeah, like, you're 100% correct. How are you going to be like, everyone will still love this? Everything
nowadays,
did move slower back then.
Nowadays, think about that. That's like a million years.
Yeah, nowadays it is. Yes, yeah. Correct.
So anything else you want to talk about? Games you played before we get...
I think they should have made an Ace Ventura game based on the 007 engine.
And...
released it 2 years later.
I was going to say, they should have made an Ace Ventura... why can't Simulator? I think of that? What's the second movie called?
Nature Calls?
When Nature Calls. They should make a QuickTime event of the rhino scene.
Yeah.
And it vibrates when you're...
The rhino
so it's pretty much just the level of the rhino scene.
Is the best scene in, I don't know, maybe cinema. I don't know.
I mean, that's when comedians weren't afraid to get naked when they did comedy.
is that the
I mean, think about that. Two of the most famous people that come out of things, they're butt naked. Danny DeVito coming out of a couch.
Couch.
Sunny, and Jim Carrey coming out of the rhino.
Yeah, similar fabric.
Name me another nude scene of comedian that's not funny.
I feel like you see, what's his name's butt cheeks? MacGruber, whatever his real name is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty recent. Yeah. He does some nudity, tasteful nudity. Go. I think tasteful.
So anyway, Ace Ventura when Nature Calls.
Yeah.
Probably take out the racist parts. The rhino part, make a video game out of it.
You can even add some stuff from Ace Ventura 1, take out the trans jokes.
Take out the trans jokes, but keep in the part. Okay.
Okay.
When y'all was younger and I saw it in theaters, I did not understand the blowjob joke in the beginning.
Which blowjob joke in the beginning?
He gets a blowjob from a woman for saving her dog, and he's holding onto the ceiling because she's giving him like an insane blowjob. If you rewatch that, it's the funniest thing on the planet. But when you're watching it as like an 8 year old, you don't understand what's happening.
Wait, I actually don't recall. And I
he
feel
literally
like
grabs the ceiling and starts
a
swinging.
Ceiling fan or
no,
like
just
lamp?
Like there's like bars a on chandelier? The ceiling or something.
Okay,
she unzips his pants and he starts like going nuts. And it's like, please, like, if you're listening to this podcast, just look up that clip online. It's like the best thing ever. That's when I knew that Jim Carrey was onto something. When you over-exaggerate a blowjob. Nobody does that. I think Ernest tried to do it, but he did it in the one where he went to Africa. And so it got overshadowed by the racism.
It did. God damn, dude.
Anyway, before we get into GoldenEye,
to GoldenEye.
Yeah, I've been playing all the Resident Evil games, and I'm currently on now, Resident Evil 6.
No, you do this every episode. You just talk about your favorite game you're playing, and it's always Resident Evil.
Yeah, because I've been playing them since October.
All right, so do you think we should talk about the newest Resident Evil you're playing? Go ahead, let's do it right now.
Yeah, Resident Evil 6. It's terrible, but there's 4 campaigns, and I'm on the second one.
Who were the 4 campaigns?
You do a Leon Kennedy one.
Yep.
You do a Chris Redfield one.
Yep.
You do a Jake one. I don't know who Jake is.
Okay.
And you do an Ada Wong one.
Okay. Is Hunk the block of tofu?
Hunk
one?
Is an unblockable, yeah.
Okay. Is it?
Again, anyone doesn't know Resident Evil? There's just a character in it named Hunk. Mm-hmm. And he's like a SWAT guy. And he's like a fan favorite. He does nothing. He's just around.
Yes. He doesn't need to. I'm fine.
It's pretty
much
like you. You're the equivalent of Hunk in this
a
podcast.
A Hunk to this podcast. And everyone's favorite. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn it. yeah. So anyway. Are you playing anything? Oh, Helldivers 2.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to forget about it next month, dude.
They're not going to forget about it. I'm telling you. It's revolutionized gaming.
All right. So Resident Evil 6, Dan. So we can if you can click on the bottom with links below.
Click like. Mm-hmm.
If you buy the game, some proceeds go to us. Because we'll probably be in jail by the time this episode comes out. By talking about the Ace Ventura bad jokes and the blowjob scene.
The blowjob scene. I got to look this up.
But Helldivers 2 and Resident Evil 6, that's what we're playing. What are you playing? Let us know. And we're going to come right back We're going to really dive into
Goldeneye. Oh, my God. We're going to dive
in. Are we going to dive in the order in which it was made? I don't know. Are we just going to pick random facts? Maybe.
Maybe.
So we'll be right back.
Zink. We're right back, guys. Yeah, I said zink. But zink? Either way.
Is that James Bond's catchphrase?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, money, money, punny. I got zink.
If something zinc plated, it's golden.
Ah.
Can you name something golden from the game?
Can I? Oh, the golden gun.
Yeah, dude. I think so it's probably zinc plated.
So it's
gun.
A zinc. It's basically a zinc gun.
I think. Listen, I may also be falsifying that information, so let's not keep running.
They sound like two different things.
I think zinc coated means golden in color.
It's like saying like Ace Ventura 1 and Ace Ventura 2 are the same.
No,
it's two different things.
They're kind of the same.
They both have offensive things in them, but they're two
different. Yeah, they're different. Yeah. They are different. I agree.
What
about this game?
Do I know about this game? Well,
I didn't play it a lot with you.
Oh, really? I thought we did.
I played this with someone else who we never mentioned on this podcast. Actually, his name may have come up once.
This is literally going to blow my mind, and I might even end this episode if it's someone I don't like.
I hope you don't like him. I hope he's listening right now.
Yeah, I hope he is too. Who is it?
His name is Frank G. Alla. Yeah, I just said almost his entire name. Yeah.
I like that you like left out one letter.
I know. He did have kind of a big head, now that you mention it.
He had a huge fucking head.
He did. Oh my God. Yeah. It wasn't huge. It was big.
And he used to, I went to high school with him.
You went to high school
with him? He went to the same high school with me, and he learned to drive, and he used to drive himself to school. He used to listen to headphones on a CD player, on a Discman, while he was driving.
Because it had a cassette player, I'm guessing, and he couldn't find a way to play CDs in his car.
Yeah, so he would have his CD players next to him with headphones in while he was driving.
Here's the bigger question. Was it an ESP skip? How many seconds skip?
I didn't grab his front window and ask him.
You should have. Either way, I can picture him driving.
I would always see him leave and then put headphones in and like listen to music driving home.
That's kind of awesome.
Like the wildest thing.
Incredibly dangerous. Just shutting off the world.
I like that you said awesome. And then like incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. Shout out if he's listening. But,
shout out Frank G, headphone head.
He used to live on the other side of the boulevard.
Okay.
So do you know that there were like different groups like from our grade school that some of the kids lived on that side of the boulevard, some lived on our side of the boulevard?
I recall that.
Well, it was that crew of those kids on the other side of the boulevard. There was Matt Para something. I'm not even going to say okay. ZZ. Yeah. Frank G, Matt Para, and I'm missing someone who's like an easy layup. I feel like Frank P, maybe over there. I don't know.
There was another Frank P. There was a lot of kids we played video game with. I played Smash Brothers at some kid's house that I didn't even own Smash Brothers.
Well, I would go over there all the time, and that's the only game that would like, I mean, that we played that for like a year, that game.
How did we not play together?
I mean, I'm sure we played a few times. Like, I feel like I played with your brother.
So I was going to say, first I'm going to cut in and say there's probably a reason why you did play and didn't anymore because of my oldest brother who we were talking about, who used the Denzel picture as a glory hole.
Yeah, him.
He used to cheat when we played multiplayer.
Oh, he would make you wait until he set up things in the different rooms
first of all,
or make you stay in the facility?
So I guess we're working in reverse. So we're going to talk about the multiplayer first. Multiplayer. Fine. First game that had fun multiplayer.
Do you know it wasn't even supposed to have multiplayer?
The multiplayer was a last minute addition.
So I think we should talk about the history of the game first.
Okay, I agree with you. But first, let's shit talk my brother.
I'm down with that.
He used to leave proximity mines at locations. Where
doors that you had to go into the other room. Yeah.
Well, he would leave it at the locations where you would respawn. So if you died and he knew the respawn locations.
Yeah.
So when you respawned, you would die automatically because he planted proximity mines there.
Yeah,
he would do it all the time.
Wait, and hold on. After you died from that proximity mine, they would all blow up in the area.
Uh-huh.
You would respawn somewhere else. While you were respawning somewhere else, he was putting them back in that respawn spot so that no matter what.
I mean, listen, if I did it, it'd be funny.
It'd be hilarious.
But he did it, and he was older.
It's kind of funny.
It wouldn't fly now. It's kind of like the same way, like jokes in Ace Ventura wouldn't fly now. It's the way like
your
oldest brother would get canceled.
Ace Ventura. Oh my God, Kevin. He's the Kevin Spacey Ace Ventura canceled.
He would swing around like he was getting a blowjob
on the ceiling when he did this to you. He would just grip something in the ceiling and just swing around.
Can we just end the episode and go watch that scene? It's the best scene ever. It's insane. So talk about, what do you want to talk about? Like the beginning, like the origin of the game?
No, I didn't do any research for this. So I was hoping you would be able to lead entirely on how it started and everything. I only know like bits and pieces and stuff that you pick up over the years. But I do know it was one designer. I forget his name. It was on one of these pages you had here.
I didn't know it was one designer. So the company.
One guy was the main guy. What's his name?
The company that created it was called Rare.
Yeah.
They came out with Battletoads. They had Killer Instinct. So they had and Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
So if you ever played Donkey Kong Country or Battletoads, it was the same company. They just kept progressing. And I don't know why.
That was cartoony as hell, and this became realistic-ish.
Well, it's just also insane that when GoldenEye had already come out, they were like, hey, go make a game about this movie that's currently in theaters. Are you nuts?
I guess that's how they had to do things. I mean, everything had a longer shelf life anyway. Like, a movie would come out and stay out in theaters for 4 months. Now,
yeah,
it's
but do you think it would
weeks.
Stay out for? Yeah.
No, I mean, I understand, but then it would hit Blockbuster. Remember Blockbuster?
And, yeah.
And then it would hit the stores, and you had to buy it. So, I mean, the shelf life for a movie was longer. Maybe not 2 years and change, yeah. But at least.
And probably by the time it came out on VHS, that's when the game probably came out.
I mean. Maybe. I don't even know. But either way. So it took longer for all of this. But what you just touched on, this whole article was with a dude named Martin Hollis.
I sent
didn't
it
read
to
it, dude.
I sent you the article. I didn't read it.
All right. That's fair. Anyway, he worked for Rare, and he did a lot of the design for Killer Instinct and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild. As a kid, he wanted to make a Winnie the Pooh game and stuff. I'm just getting on here, and I'm like, it doesn't make too much sense. And then I see it. They should have let him make a Winnie the Pooh character in GoldenEye, I think. But
I mean, why not? We'll talk about someone that they did put in the game and they had to take out because they got mad. A person got mad. Should I just say it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So in the multiplayer, you can pick every character from GoldenEye the movie and GoldenEye the game. So, but originally they had all the James Bond actors in there. So they had Sean Connery, George Lazenby, Roger Moore.
Oh,
they had,
yeah, I
they
did.
Had
I saw this.
Their face. And the only person that didn't give them rights, I'm pretty sure, was Sean Connery. So then they couldn't put any of them in.
That's kind of wild.
Legally, I think they tried to put all them in and they were just Sean Connery didn't let his likeness in. So they had to just drop them all.
I hope they all pay for it.
And that motherfucker came back 10 years later to star as James Bond in a James Bond game.
Yeah, actually, that's a really funny question. I never really liked James Bond movies or anything like that. Isn't that weird?
That's
I don't hate them. I don't hate them. I'm not like.
I think you're kind of sexist.
Yep, because I don't think men should be able to do that to women.
I thought you were gonna say I don't think men should be able to be spies.
I think I was going there, and I was like,
Yeah, I think I feel like I saw one of the Pierce Brosnan ones in theaters, and then I saw two of the Daniel Craig ones. I think the Daniel Craig ones are awesome.
Good movies.
Yeah, but anyway, what else you got? Because I have...
I'm looking through all of it, and it's just have you seen a picture of the team? Rare team?
Yeah, so funny enough, if anyone's ever played GoldenEye, the scientists in the video game, they are actually all the team members that helped create the game.
It's totally funny because I'm looking at the one, and he looks like the scientist.
Yeah, so if you ever see the scientist, and you're they're on the white coast, and they see a face that's probably the lead creator of the game.
Yeah, and you get to blow him up, shoot him if you need to, whatever.
David Doak, I believe his name is.
Yeah, I follow him on X, Twitter, whatever
you
it's called.
You follow
now.
A GoldenEye scientist?
Yes.
And did you just call it X?
Yeah, I did.
What the fuck is your
That's problem? What it's called legally.
I would never.
Listen, just because you don't love Elon Musk like I do, I have all his products, all his fanfare, all his books.
Does he write books?
I don't know. I was just lying. I hate him.
Another thing. Again, we're going completely out of order. The game, it costs $2 million to make. And I don't know, back in the 90s, if $2 million was a lot. But worldwide, the sales of the game total $250 million.
That's wild.
That's I'm trying to think of the equivalent, when the Blair Witch Project came out. And that was huge. That probably cost $5 to make.
Yeah.
And it was so big, it probably had the equivalent.
Sold
over 8 million copies, which... is not as much as I thought. I kind of, GoldenEye, you're kind of disappointing me. I kind of thought it would be more.
I mean, also back then, video game numbers were different.
I feel like Nintendo 64 games were $70 back then.
No, I feel like they were 50, 40, 50.
I'm 40. Pretty sure they were like 80.
Really?
Did I say 80 games? Or 70?
You said 70. Well, you said 70 and changed it to 80, so we'll catch you in a lie at some point.
Yeah. So it doesn't seem like a lot of copies.
But... I guess not. It really depends on how they split it out and everything and the price, whether it was 70, 80, 50. Someone's going to come and fact check you, and we're going to find out.
Do it right now. I know you can easily look it up right now.
I'm not. How much was... How about this game? Let's take bets. I bet you it was $40.
That's fucking crazy. No, I'm literally thinking $70. $69.99. I feel like Toys R Us is probably selling GoldenEye for $69.99. I'm not sure what he's Googling. I guess like GoldenEye game ad.
I don't know. Hold on. On price release for Twitter Shooter. I don't know where to look. You look
okay,
this stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
here we
go.
Hold
back
on. God damn it. Confirm my choices for cookies. Yeah, cookie this. I grab my crotch.
Cookie this. I'm grabbing
cookie
my dick
this.
Right now. Yo, grab your dick. It was the third most popular N64 game. So it was Mario 64 and Mario Kart and then GoldenEye.
Really? That's actually a pretty good company.
What else? What other fun facts? What we got? Much of the game is actually in black and white. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, I saw that. So apparently... their computational limitations. I know. I love the nerd talk with you guys.
I'm deleting this.
Dan's already glazing over. If you look at most of the environments, they're in black and white, gray or beige, because grayscale was easier to like pixelate and make so that they didn't have to like cut down on the resolutions. So what they did is they highlighted those areas with like yellow. So you'll go through a lot of like the moon base or stuff like that, where it's like just rocks and stone or big gray rooms. And they put yellow accents on like the vertices or something, because it would save them on everything. And you'd be like, whoa, I could follow the yellow. Blah, 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 blah. And all they do is put like splashes of yellow.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, I did. But that's because...
Oh, did you know that because you read this article, or did you know that because you understood?
Damn it, I just came up with the answer, and you were right.
Was it $80?
Upon its release in 1997, the Nintendo 64 game GoldenEye was priced at approximately $69.99.
Look at that. That's insane. And I think it's because it was a cartridge. I think Nintendo, because they kept cartridges, they were so much more fucking expensive.
It could be. That still seems like a lot. That's nuts.
Yeah. And we all bought it.
I didn't.
Oh, you couldn't afford it. That's right.
My family.
Your dad was living out of one cardboard box, and they had joint custody. They had joint custody because your mom was living out of a soup can.
Well, they had a joint custody of the can. So my dad would borrow it from his cardboard box, and then my mom would need it. And then,
so where were you this whole time?
That's why I'm outlawed from soup. I can't tell you about what I did.
I actually don't even know what you just said. It all just blended into like one sentence. But it's the way you said it.
It was a good sentence saying. Anyway.
Did you know that GoldenEye was supposed to release on the Virtual Boy?
It sounds like a terrible idea. There's no
way. So they were coming out. They already made it. It was coming out for the Virtual Boy. And like, I guess, Virtual Boy came out in 95. It was probably around the same time the movie came out. And it wasn't a first-person game. It was a driving game. And this is actually what the log line says about the game on like a poster for the Virtual Boy. It says, if you thought rush hour traffic was a nightmare, wait until you get behind the wheel of 007's car. Avoid obstacles and blow the other cars away. Or just blow them. Like Ace Ventura.
And hang on the ceiling.
Buckle up for safety, because in this game, you never know what's going to happen. And there's a picture of like a red screen of like a car. So. GoldenEye was supposed to be on the Virtual Boy. What other fun facts do we got about this? So I remember going nuts when I found out that there were bonus levels.
What are bonus levels?
Levels were when you beat the story, if you beat it on medium, there was a bonus level that was a level from one of the older movies. It was like a pyramid. It was like a space level or something like that. And then if you beat the entire story on hard, you got another bonus level.
Really?
Yeah, and that's where the golden gun came from, because the golden gun was a multiplayer. Gun was from like a 70s movie, I believe. And so they made a level for that corresponding movie.
Ah, is that the place with the square and the golden gun was in the middle of it?
Yeah, I think it's like a pyramid. It's like pyramid.
Yeah.
So I think that was one of the bonus levels. So I remember there's the archives. I remember there's the silo. I remember there's the dam facility. The dam. The snow. Area.
Snow place, the moon base or something.
Then the actual GoldenEye satellite at the very end is when you chase down the bad guy.
Yeah. Can we talk about just multiplayer forever?
Yeah.
Because I, well, hold on. In single player mode, I feel like that game was actually kind of hard, and the joysticks would move, but you'd have to use the yellow buttons for looking up and down.
Yeah, to like strafe left and right, which is like, I don't
know.
Well,
and to look up and down, correct?
Yeah, and I don't know if Mario 64 did that, and I was just so used to that when I was older, and I could never do that now.
Yeah, no, if you play those games now, it's like even just looking up and down and like aiming is like so weird and hard to do.
You know what the best part was? So they re-released or they remastered it and released it on the Xbox and the Switch and all that stuff. I remember it was on Game Pass. I downloaded it.
Of course, dude.
And I beat it within
everybody,
a day.
Game Pass. Mm-hmm.
And I beat it within a day. And I think I realized that, like, as much as I loved it when I was younger, I don't think and I played it and I beat it. I don't think the nostalgia like gripped me. Like I played it and beat it recently, and that's it.
It's,
I haven't like
it's
replayed it.
Because you're
at
not
all.
Nostalgia for the single player.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's the same game and it's cool. And like the weapons were actually really cool. Like I can picture the AK, even the PP7. Oh, what's the worst weapon in the game? Go ahead.
A club?
No? Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Good. Were they fake names for guns?
Some of them
were.
Yeah.
The name? Yeah. Like club.
But there was also like
AK-47.
AK-47. There was a laser watch. There was like James Bond things.
Mm hmm.
What was, I had something for it.
So here's another cool one. Like when you unlocked all the different modes and everything and the secrets, when we played at Frank, we'll call him Frank G's house. I know that's all I want to talk about is we always played with paintball mode on. I feel like we always played
so instead
with,
of like the blood spots, it would be like different colors.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I played more with it in paintball, the multiplayer version, than otherwise. There are other cheats too, or things that we always had turned on. Sometimes we would play with big heads. Big head mode is always funny.
I would always shoot the scientists in single player. I always shoot the scientists in the dick.
Yeah, there you go.
Or
see
the hand,
guys.
Because if you shot them in the hand, they would have like a distinct animation. But they would like shake their hand and grab their hand.
Yeah, I recall that.
I liked throwing remote mines on people and then
you
blowing
could
them
stack
up.
Them.
Yeah.
Did you know this? You know the ammo was in those boxes that would be on the floor?
Uh-huh.
If you threw like several remote mines or proximity mines onto an ammo storage on the floor and then went and picked up that ammo storage, it would disappear with the mine, but the mine was still there. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So you could literally like, it would be an invisible mine. It's kind of cool.
Huh. I remember, I think this was also a single player. It was just a cheat code, but there was a mode called DK mode where it just made everyone's head big.
Yeah, was it called DK mode?
I think it was called DK mode, but I think it was also technically big head mode. But that doesn't make sense. Like in Donkey Kong, do they all have big heads?
I guess. I mean, they're bigger than they were in Goldeneye, maybe?
It's also... Oh, what was the other thing? Listen, I'm going to be honest to everyone. I had a bunch of links that I sent to Nick. I actually didn't even look at the links.
I sound more informed than you, isn't that funny?
You do.
I'm totally
even though you had like a millisecond more of information to look at them.
And I said sound, so it's not true, but I'm letting everyone think it is, and that's fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, I own this. Oh, fun fact. It was the longest game I had from my childhood until recently. An ex from a couple years ago, when I was getting all my stuff, I got all my childhood games from her, and she kept my original GoldenEye that looked in like pristine condition.
We need to find her.
And it was that was actually a worse feeling than when she cheated on me. I was more depressed when I didn't get GoldenEye back.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. That sounds...
I think there was another game she kept. It was Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. The original.
On,
they like, trust me when I say that they literally looked like the boxes were bought yesterday.
Because
I think I just kept them in a drawer. Like, I didn't really... Like, I wasn't keeping them pristine for a reason. I just never touched them.
I think that's what you used to do with women back in your 20s, right?
Put them in a drawer?
Yeah. And not be able to touch them. I mean, that's pretty accurate too for your dating.
Back in my 20s. Isn't that a crazy thing to say?
I know. Yeah, I didn't know what to say.
I mean,
so
it's not, you're not wrong. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. When we played multiplayer all the time, we would have certain matches too. I don't know if you or we did this, but there'd be ones like we'd only use remote mines, only proximity mines. I know your brother loved that.
There was also slappers only.
We never played slappers only because it took too long.
I hated playing rocket launchers only because
that would just explosions just, everywhere.
Yeah. what was the other thing? There's the pistols only.
Yeah, pistols only. You could do Like before the match started, you would pick which weapons were in the game anyway. So it didn't have to be just that kind of match.
That was the first game, first multiplayer game, I realized that you can pick the scenario and all the things before you got into the multiplayer.
Yeah, I think that was half the fun. You'd pick your favorite level, like pick your modifiers and like who you were. Did you know, I think Aja was the only one who was so low that like
the slapping wouldn't affect him.
And I mean, you'd miss because it's a smaller hitbox too. Yeah.
Is that racist though?
Yeah, it is. I'm really sorry.
We didn't make the rules. Yeah, we didn't create the rules.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's so funny that we have so much more information about the multiplayer, and the single player we remember, but it's like obviously the multiplayer made this game such a sensation. I feel like if it didn't have the multiplayer, it wouldn't have.
We wouldn't talk about it today.
Yeah, I feel like this would just be like a game that people played and like, oh, I have a rare copy of GoldenEye if it didn't have multiplayer. But the fact that it does, everyone wants it re-released. Everyone wants it still around.
Yeah, this was big shit because of the multiplayer. And that's it. And I think it had to do with the fact that it was four-player multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if it was two-player, that would have been like, ugh, no one would have, whatever. It would have been gross.
Did you know that I think I was going to save this for later, but they remade it with Daniel Craig. Like, they remade GoldenEye. It came out on the Wii, and it was a modern interpretation of it, and they just made the story, like, modern. And it was still first person. I bought it, of course, because I buy everything.
Yeah,
it was fine, but I just remember buying it and being like, "Oh, this is all right." I just spent $50 on this.
Well, I mean, because it's just a skin, and we always talk about this before. I don't particularly like games or things that just add skin levels because it's like it doesn't change the mechanic of the game, it doesn't change whatever. And your favorite thing is skin. You like to collect.
I love costumes. I love DLC. I love makeup. I love changing your characters. Like I'm playing a Ghostbusters game right now, and I dress them up every time I open the game.
I think you were talking about making like lampshades out of skin. I think.
Yeah. My uncle Ed Gein, he used to do it.
Who's that?
You don't know who Ed Gein is?
No, who's that?
He's the dude that inspired Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw.
Good call, Ben. See,
he was a real dude from the 40s that took women's skin and wore it. Yeah, now is it funny?
No, I guess not.
Yeah. Maybe you go from James Bond, who takes advantage of women, to Ed Gein, who just takes women.
So
where's their skin?
So if he wears their skin, does he say shaken, not stirred about their skin?
So Ed Gein is pretty much like the 007 of what he does best.
It's
like Kevin Spacey
is the 007 of getting canceled.
Of what he does best, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm
kind of say that we're the 007 of kind of what we do too.
What do we do?
We podcast.
You're gonna clip that. Oh my god. Yeah,
of course.
That's why
I mean, if anyone's
this.
Watching.
He's
hopefully
just gonna clip that.
The
He's
clips
just
that I
clip
release,
that. Yeah.
I started making them. They're gonna be in the barrel of the James Bond.
Yep,
circle.
He's already got.
I already got.
You guys
have
no idea. He literally picks the stuff he wants to do afterwards first. So he's like, I want it to be in the 007 barrel of the gun, and I'm gonna have me and you and our heads in here. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And he's like,
I didn't say any of that. I just sent you the picture.
And what do you think the little voice is saying when you're thinking it? I can hear it. I can hear your little voice, dude. It's gonna be us in the barrel. And I'm always like, okay, that's fine.
All right, man, slow down. The police will be here in a second.
Hey, okay, Ed Gein.
So do you want to go on a break and we'll talk about a few more things?
That's what I want to do. That's my favorite. That's my
favorite.
Listen, thing
I feel like we kind of just went off memory. Some of the articles we didn't even like touch on.
Dude, what are we gonna do? Just tell everyone everything that's in this article. Let's just.
I mean,
them
hey, look it up yourself.
Look it up yourself. That's the new podcast.
Look it up yourself. The podcast.
Look it up yourself.
It's just 5 minutes long. Be like, hey, it's about GoldenEye. Look it up yourself. Hey,
look it up yourself. There you
look
go.
Look up yourself. Fuckface.
Here's the links. Oh, never mind. We're not even gonna give them to you.
Here's a picture of a link. We'll be right back after this to talk a little bit more about it. All right, and we're back. Did you know this is not the first game where you play as Pierce Brosnan?
I feel like that's incorrect.
I'm pretty sure there was a Super Nintendo game where you play as Pierce Brosnan from The Lawnmower Man. Remember that movie?
Even weirder, The Lawnmower Man is the first movie I recognize as a horror movie because of its marketing. It was like scary looking. The cover of it was scary,
like CGI man. Yeah,
correct. And it was on something, and I never saw it. And you just reminded me the movie even exists, so I didn't even know Pierce Brosnan was.
Pierce Brosnan's in it. He has a beard, I'm pretty sure. But I don't even know if the Nintendo's Super Nintendo game follows the plot of it. But I know you play as his character, so. Was there a Dante's is there a Dante's Peak video game?
Don't joke, dude. My dad bought Dante's Peak and Twister, and that's the two movies that graced our house when A, DVDs came out, B, when Blu-rays came out, C, when he got new stereo system.
Are we going to talk about the third game you bought, a third movie you bought, and the comment your mom made?
Independence Day?
No, Armageddon.
What? Oh, Armageddon.
Remember, your mom made fun of Steve Buscemi's teeth in HD. I'll never forget that. She was watching it in HD, but I caught her in 4K. Making fun of Steve Buscemi's
teeth.
Crazy.
Which is crazy that his eyes are the fucked up part.
Steve Buscemi has fucked up eyes?
Yeah, do you not know this? Have you ever seen Steve Buscemi's eyes on beautiful women?
I'm too busy staring at his teeth.
Okay, well, you should look at his eyes on beautiful women. But anyway, what did my mom say about him that you claim you heard that I still, to this day, don't think it's correct? He has fucked up teeth?
Yeah, I think she just said he has fucked up teeth. And I thought it was the craziest thing she ever said.
She doesn't drop the F word ever. You think she just casually to you when you were 12, his like teeth are fucked up.
She whispered to me, she pulled me aside like, hey, he has fucked up teeth.
He has fucked up teeth.
And I'm like, Mrs. C, what'd you just say? And she's like, nothing.
Yeah. Dan, did you hear anything?
Yeah, so Lawnmower Man. I feel like there's another Pierce Brosnan movie that was potentially a video game.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, he starred as James Bond for like 7 years, so probably not. I mean, there were other James Bond games with Pierce Brosnan's Bond in it. There was a Tomorrow Never Dies, which was a third-person game.
Okay.
There was A World Is Not Enough, which was the next one.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was also first-person because they thought if they made it first-person, people that bought GoldenEye would buy that. And they did not, by the way. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if there was a Die Another Day one. I think gradually people cared less and less about the Pierce Brosnan, James Bond. Everyone just remembers GoldenEye.
As it wore itself out. Yeah, I would agree.
There's always when it was like the 25th anniversary, or the 20th anniversary of the video game, people were like in interviews, people were asking him like, hey, did you ever play GoldenEye, the video game? It's so popular among like millennials. And his answer always pissed me off because it made no sense. He was like, yeah, I tried it. I always shot myself in the foot so I couldn't play anymore. And I'm like, you can't fucking shoot yourself in the foot.
So he was lying.
I know he was lying. He's a lying piece of shit.
Oh, wow.
And that's what James Bond does. He lies to women. He's got STDs.
Maybe that's why I don't like James Bond.
Because he's got STDs?
Because he is mean to women and manipulates them?
I mean, you're kind of mean to women, too.
Not mean to women. Name one time, name 100 times I was mean to women.
You're like, shit, he can name one time.
He can name one time very easily.
All right, name 10 times.
Name 100 times. Anyway, all right, never mind, forget it.
Did you know there was two spiritual sequels? Perfect Dark. Everyone knows Perfect Dark.
Oh yeah. I thought Perfect Dark was actually pretty good. It just
Perfect Dark was pretty awesome because it took everything that they learned from GoldenEye.
Yeah, I agree.
Just sharpened it, just made it better.
Technically, it was a better game, but like it didn't recapture the magic, is what some people
might say.
Yeah,
I don't think too many people. I think they had multiplayer. I think it literally had everything and just amped it up, and nobody.
Well, because other games had multiplayer at that point. Like, yeah. I think the whole idea was the 4-player multiplayer and being able to shoot your friends and pick the levels, and the quirkiness of the mines and the explosions in that game were like kind of it.
Yeah.
Explosions were pretty awesome.
I mean, even the smallest thing had an explosion. Like, even like a box. Yeah. If you shot a box, it would explode like it was a bomb.
Yeah, I forgot you could shoot like the ammo.
I always found that crazy. Like if you shot a chair, it would like have the craziest effect.
Yeah.
The second spiritual successor, I don't even know if it was like a spiritual successor, but it was a game called GoldenEye Rogue Agent. Have you ever heard of this?
I don't recall this at all. No.
It was a Nintendo GameCube game. And they thought, we're going to make a James Bond game and just call it GoldenEye because so many people just love GoldenEye.
Yeah.
So we're going to trick people to buy in this game. So in it, you play as a henchman to one of the famous Bond. So I don't even think James Bond's in the game. So you play as a henchman to one of the famous Bond villains, and you get a GoldenEye implanted in your eye.
Okay.
So it has like a scanner, and you can do all these crazy things with it. So you literally have a GoldenEye, and you play as a bad guy, and that's it.
Oh, so it's Golden Eye.
Yeah, so it's literally like they weren't even subtle about it. They're like, we're just gonna name the character Golden Eye.
Okay. Well, that's,
and I think like other bad guys from James Bond's history show up in the game, but it was such like a fucking, I don't even know. It's like the craziest thing. It's like just slapping Golden Eye on it because they just assumed everyone was gonna buy it.
Well, that's, I mean,
think, and I don't think anyone, I think it was trash and nobody bought it.
But it would have sold less even if even less if it didn't have that name. So it kind of worked, right?
And I think it sold even less also because it was on the GameCube. I don't think the GameCube sold many things.
GameCube. We should have a contest one time where we talk about the worst system.
I would do that.
All right. That's fine.
I think because I feel like even like big sellers on the Nintendo GameCube weren't big sellers. Like whatever Mario game on there, there was a Resident Evil game that was it was the remake.
Four?
No. Oh, yeah. Resident Evil 4 was also on there. But I feel like even the highest selling games on that system weren't sold like 5 units or something.
What are you going to do, dude? You want to cancel?
That was my nickname in high school. That was my nickname in high school. 5 units.
I thought it was canceled. Five. No, that's
they said you're canceled 5 units and they would measure.
Yeah. In your high school.
It was my butthole size.
That's, I don't know how you measure a butthole in units, but you did it.
Spiritual successors, got that out of the way.
Got it out of the way, like you didn't want to do it. That's hilarious.
No. I was looking at my notes.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Notes, yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I
I just find that really cool that they technically have 2 sequels that aren't really sequels. Neither one of them are sequels.
Perfect Dark was a woman.
She's not just a woman, she's a person too.
Jesus Christ.
Her name was Joanna Dark.
Oh.
And in 1998, she was really hot.
Okay. I mean, wait. That came out in 98?
I just made up the year. I don't really
God
know.
Damn it, dude. I was like, it had to be like 10 years later or 8 years later.
No. I think it was like not long after GoldenEye.
Really? It was that soon? Okay. My memory is skewed of all these things. So GoldenEye
spawned a
whole...
You would think they would be forever because it took forever for them to release a game based off a movie.
Now, it's also a small studio. Rare was at the time, or at least the people that worked on GoldenEye was small studio. In fact, one guy was working on most of the code for changing it from single player to multiplayer, if I read article correctly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they promoted no listening to music at work. Long hours were supported, like they wanted you to work extra. It was the original company that, what is it, video game industry now? It's like
Crunch.
Toxic. Whatever it is. Well, when they went, they want these developers to work overtime and like...
Yeah, the crunch. Isn't that what it is?
Oh, the crunch. I'm sorry. Yeah. Crunch. Yeah.
I mean, isn't
crunch.
It basically how I treat you on this podcast?
Yeah, it is. I'm...
No jokes.
Yep.
You have to
no jokes.
Record
no
for
music,
hours.
Record for hours, guys. I record 13 hours of material. He chops it down to like an hour.
And I'm like, hey, we're having such much fun. And then while I'm editing, I move around like Jim Carrey getting a blowjob.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't know that about the way they treated the employees.
Yeah, this is according to my friend, David Doak.
That's terrible. That's as like if finding out like a movie you watched as you were a kid and there was abusive behavior in the making of it.
I mean, I don't know. That's according to him. I didn't have the whole thing. And it's I don't know that was more towards the end of production.
Uh-huh.
There was no interaction, no company culture. Animator Brett Jones. Okay, so that one was according to. They were hands off and employees were encouraged to work long hours. We were like Oompa Loompas working in the back of Willy Wonka's factory.
Quote?
Says, oh, David Doak. Yeah.
David Doak, the scientist.
Yeah, dude. And he, I see him doing stuff with the game still all the time. Like people are playing this game. How many years later?
Are they like tagging him?
Yeah. They'll tag him and he'll share it and stuff like that. But it's very funny. You weren't even allowed to pop out at lunchtime to say, tax your car. I don't know what tax your car means, but maybe they're doing taxes in
the
car.
Like a British thing? Is he British?
Yes. I don't know. He could be.
Tax your car, mate. That was like Mick Jagger.
Yep, that's it.
It's me, and James Bond. Stop me up.
Mm-hmm. Rare divided 12 cents for every copy sold between the team according to their seniority and logged their overtime. So it looks like they paid him for all this. It rose to 17.5 cents when the game sold enough copies. So that's kind of cool.
I feel like now it's the same scenario with same companies, but they don't pay them.
Well, this is, I guess, after it was a success. If it wasn't a success, they weren't going to give these guys all this money.
Yeah.
So...
All right.
Cancel. I'm going to cancel that.
Yeah, we're
canceling
James Bond.
Canceling James Bond. We canceled
Ace Ventura.
Kevin Spacey.
Well,
Ace Ventura.
Kevin Spacey wanted to be canceled.
He did get canceled.
His event got canceled and he was canceled also.
Bill Cosby canceled. We canceled him.
You said you wanted to bring him up earlier and you just did.
I know. I just canceled him.
James Bond canceled. David Doak, you're canceled probably. You probably did something wrong.
I don't know. He's okay.
My brother used to throw proximity mines at respawn areas. You're canceled.
He is canceled. He can't do that.
You literally.
You can't hit. He can't do that.
He would get arrested if you did that now.
Do you know, with remote mines, you could stack like 100 of them if you have unlimited
ammo.
That's
murder.
So what if he did that with proximity mines? 1 million of them in a row. it would blow up back into his face and he'd
That's
die.
Terrorism. Can you say that on a podcast?
It's murder. You're right. I think moving forward, we should be tried for crimes that we committed, no matter when it was. And I think your brother, did he ever kill anyone in a video game?
I think he did.
I think we should look into this.
I like that. It's not like other people should be tried. Like, we're just included in this.
No.
Oh, we're not included in this.
No, I am. I usually use the pacifist mode when I play any game. Mortal Kombat, sure I would just put my controller down and just let the other team win. It would just, you know.
All right. Oh, before we go, worst thing that I just realized is this is episode 63.
Oh, and we're talking episode 64.
And which should have been episode... No, I just realized this in general. This is episode 63. Why? Well, I don't know why we did
that.
I don't know why we didn't. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why we didn't wait till next episode to talk about this, because that would be 64
on 64th episode. Yeah. Maybe you can hold on to it. No, I guys, can't do that. Forget it. He can't hold on to an episode.
I already made the artwork. I already made the clip work.
He made the artwork. He made the clip work. He's going to start cutting the episode.
I'm already going to cut this like back and forth. This is like us being witty. Like, oh, hey. What was the laugh you did earlier?
I don't know.
So anyway, if you have GoldenEye, if you have an original copy, send it to us, because I need one. I have my Nintendo 64. Go play it on Game Pass. I think it's on Switch. It's a great game. Single player, probably, maybe holds up.
Get three of your friends. Get three of your friends. Make sure one of them has a big head, right?
Uh-huh.
Your other friend, maybe he's a little nerdy too. Maybe your other friend, it's someone's brother. And
make sure the big headed one wears headphones while he's driving.
Who knows? Make sure all this happens.
It's the only way the game will turn on.
And then when you play, drink sodas and like laugh.
Drink sodas,
like,
eat potato
pizza,
chips.
Like you're a kid. Like you're a kid. Oh my God.
Honestly,
do it in the living room or the basement.
You just described that as a joke. I kind of want to do that.
I know. Well, that's what made it fun.
Like you would just grab, like get Domino's and.
Yeah.
Now I want to do that. But all my friends have kids and they never want to do that shit.
Borrow their kids. I don't know.
Why wouldn't I just ask them to play with me?
I don't know. They're old.
So I would borrow their kids. The kids who have no relation, don't care about old video games.
I don't know. Who cares? How old are they? 5, 6?
I mean, all my heroes are getting canceled. Might as well get canceled too, right?
You're going to be canceled probably by the end of today.
Perfect.
All right.
What if like you just saw in the background of this, like a police officer walks in?
Like this lights and sirens going off. I'd be like, well.
So that's our GoldenEye episode. We read some articles. We told you some information from the articles. We read the Wikipedia. I brought up a Virtual Boy poster ad. And the game didn't even come out.
Wow. That's crazy. Bib a gulp. Yeah, what you said.
Bib a gulp. Dick Tracy. Yep. Mumbles.
That's it.
His name.
I was thinking, is there a Jaws and Dick Tracy? Anyway.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But it's not unsimilar. Where like James Bond villains are kind of fucked up. Dick Tracy villains are kind of fucked up.
Mm.
There you go. So that is our GoldenEye episode. This is probably like a 5-hour long episode.
Yeah, I think it is. It feels like 5 hours.
So you got GoldenEye, go play it. If you don't, buy it.
Yeah, I think so.
Proceeds go to us. I don't fucking know.
I like where your head's at. I like where your game controller's at. So why don't you guys just hit that like button, hit subscribe. And then what are we going to say? Din-din-din-din. The blood's going to fill up our screen.
Yeah,
game over, right?
Game over. Dude, I wish I had a blood effect coming down too.
You get shot. The noise when you get shot.
Yeah, when he's dying. Yeah. So just imagine we're dying. We're going down.
We're dying. You're dying. Yo, it would be so cool if you could edit it so that there's blood coming down our screen.
I don't like when people tell me how to edit. So I'm just going to not do it.
Okay.
All right. Game over, folks. See you later.
Game over. Thanks, guys.
Right, bye.
Blowjob scene.
16. Bond does. He lies to women. He's got STDs.
No, I didn't do any research for this, so I was hoping you would be able to leave.
I've always wanted to Mrs. Doubtfire like a situation.
Dress like a woman, throw a large fruit at someone's head, and then afterwards say it was a run by fruiting.
You're disgusting for not knowing I'm disgusting.
You do this every episode. You just talk about your favorite game you're playing, and it's always Resident Evil.
I mean, all my heroes are getting canceled. Might as well get canceled too, right?
Can we talk about just multiplayer forever?
The 007 of Me Too. I mean,
how is he the 007 of Me Too?
Because he's really good at it.